It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. Carrie is back tomorrow. Republicans face off against one another as they compete to run in the general election for United States Senate in Wisconsin. August 14th is our state's primary election. We've invited candidates in contested primaries to talk with us on the Morning Show and on Central Time on the Ideas Network. What do you want to know from a candidate for United States Senate? What issues do you face that you want your elected official to take to Washington? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Send us an email, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. This morning, we're talking with Griffin Jones. He is a primary candidate for the Republican nomination in the race for United States Senate. He's currently a Treasury analyst for the CUNA Mutual Group. Jones is up against four other Republicans who want to take on U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in November. Griffin, welcome to the program.
Hey, John, thanks for having me. And good morning, Wisconsin.
Why are you running for United States Senate?
Sure. So, you know, what I really saw is a country where I didn't like the political tone. You know, it's gotten very negative and very divisive. And I've always viewed myself as somebody who can moderate a discussion and kind of be that person that can bring people together. And I think that's something that we need now really more than ever. So I got up and started looking into it and started actually going out into the world and hosting these kind of discussions. And it went well. And then I dove headfirst in and I've been running ever since.
So tell us how your experience prepares you to represent Wisconsin in Washington, advocating for them and writing laws.
Sure. You know, there's a lot of different things that you're going to encounter in Washington. You know, you don't work on one separate issue or another. And I've just had a lot of different experiences. You know, I've seen the world from a lot of different perspectives over the course of my life, whether that's in education or that's in different working environments between more blue-collar jobs and then more office settings. Being abroad, you know, right now I think that we've got a lot of things going on from an international perspective, and my experience doing that would help with our foreign relations type aspects. And, you know, just a lot of things about communication. You know, there's a lot of people that feel like their elected officials go away and they never hear from them again, and that's just not something that I would plan to be doing.
There are four other candidates running in the Republican primary, Charles Barman, George Lucia, Kevin Nicholson, and Leah Vukmir. What sets you apart from those other four people?
Sure. So, you know, first of all, I've run a positive campaign. You know, answering these questions are, you know, part of how it goes. But, you know, I have nothing but respect for all four of them. You know, the thing that people really have told me are that they don't want people that have been in politics for a long time. They want regular people just like them, and they want people that don't have big money in their pockets, from super PACs or billionaires or special interests or what have you. And with me, you get all of those things. You know, in addition, the communication aspect has been a really big attractant to my campaign. You know, I answer my own messages, my own Facebook comments, a lot of that stuff, write my own media. And, you know, I think that really, you really get a better idea of who I am, and that's why I've made people excited to vote for me.
800-642-1234. Give us a call and let us know what you want from a candidate for United States Senate. We're having a series of these discussions with people who are running. And this hour, we're talking with Griffin Jones. He's a Republican, and he'll be running against four other Republicans in next week's primary. So, Griffin, what do you think the biggest challenge is that we face here in Wisconsin?
Well, in Wisconsin right now, I think that the biggest challenge is with the farmers. You know, it's something that I've spent a lot of my time going out to farms, going out to having conversations at night with farmers and trying to understand what's going on there. You know, if you saw, we lost 54 dairy farms in June. And, you know, this is a really big part of our state's identity. It's our heritage. Not only that, but it also, you know, supports a local economy in a lot of areas where there's not a lot of other jobs maybe. And, you know, a farm going away that might employ a family, if you take that land and you spread that out to some bigger farm, the amount of total jobs goes down. So for as far as our rural areas in the economy, I think that that's probably the biggest issue we face. And then obviously there's some challenges that have been thrown in with that recently. As a result of some of the tariffs, and I know that they proposed some relief package because of that, but, you know, it feels kind of more like a short-term fix as opposed to a long-term solution.
We had a caller who couldn't stay with us, but Lori from Eau Claire said she wants politicians to address the issue of robocalls. She thinks they are invasive to both individuals and businesses. Are you using any robocalls in your campaign, and what do you think about them generally?
No, I'm not using any robocalls. I'm not doing any mailers. I'm not doing any of that kind of stuff. That was also something I definitely learned going out, especially asking for signatures. So doing the nomination signatures, you need 2,000 of them, and I actually got 1,440 of them myself going door to door. And a lot of people would say, you're not gonna robocall me. You're not going to send me something, right? So there's a lot of people that have been turned off in the political process by being inundated with ads. So that's something that we're going to do a little bit of advertising kind of this week going into the election. But I really heard the people of Wisconsin say, yeah, I don't like this. I don't want to be bothered all the time. I'll look into this when I have my time. So we definitely have not chosen to go in that direction. And I think that you've even seen that affect the outcomes of elections. And I heard from a lot of people up in the Senate 10th District that, you know, their mailbox was full of five flyers. They were getting multiple robocalls. And now they're even doing text messages. And I know I talked to some people that maybe are getting them from the party they don't typically vote for and stuff like that. So I know what's happening out there right now, and I think it's a little excessive.
Voters have an eye on the money. We spent an hour talking about that earlier this morning. A couple of your opponents have a lot more campaign cash than you do. What role do you see big donors having in this race, and do you think that's the right way to do it?
You know, I don't, and I, you know, it's one of those things, it's like what's right and what's easy. You know, I've gone out, it doesn't cost me a dime to knock on a door. I've knocked on almost 10,000 doors myself. Plus, maybe a little gas to get there, but, you know, nothing that I can't handle. Me and my wife have paid for everything for the campaign. We've got a couple hundred dollars in donations that we did not solicit. But other than that, you know, we've just done it ourselves. And part of that is just a pride of not having anyone that has, any kind of influence over you. Either they come to you and say, hey, you remember that money we gave you for that run? Well, now we need you to do this for our friends over here, right? Or the next time you run, we're going to have money available for you. You're completely free of any of that type of influence. You know, the other thing is this. People say they're going to go to Washington. They say, well, you know, I'm going to rein in spending. Well, then why do you need all that money to run your campaign? If you're a creative and efficient person, can't you run a campaign yourself, and can't you do it for a reasonable amount of money? So I think that there's a lot of things that in the future, more people are starting to be angry at the inundation with ads and the negative advertising on Facebook and stuff like that. And I think they're going to start factoring in where that money is coming from and how much they have of it into their decisions.
How closely do you align yourself with President Donald Trump? Do you think your positions reflect interest? And, well, let me ask that first. How closely do you align yourself with President Trump?
So first of all, I support the president no matter who they are. I support the office holder of the president. And if I have something positive to say, I say it. If I have something negative to say, I typically say it in a positive and productive way, or I just don't say it at all. You know, I really had some disagreements with President Obama, but I, for the most part, I kept to myself and I respected the office holder of the presidency. And I've tried to do that now. And if the next president is, Elizabeth Warren, I will respect the president of the United States, no matter who they are. As far as President Trump goes, you know, other than the tariffs, you know, on a policy side, I've been reasonably aligned. I haven't taken a stand against a lot of the things that he has wanted to do. The thing with President Trump that's important is, and it gets lost in it too, is kind of from a policy and a success of those policy side and the way he goes about it, right? So I hear the same message. I was just at Deer Fest. I had my booth there for 3 days. Heard the same message from people over and over. You know, like what he's doing, support him, but he could do better for himself if he stopped, for instance, tweeting. Or, some of the things are a distraction. You know, like, calling out LeBron James. You know, I just don't know how that helps with the agenda, and I don't know how that helps with voters in Ohio, which, you know, if you look at history, you seemingly need to win the presidency, right? So I just think that I think he's doing a good job, but he could do a lot more things to help not take two steps back when he takes one step forward.
Last question, and we've only got about 30 seconds here. Sure. You would be, if you win, you'll be running against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. How would you do the job better than her?
Sure. You know, First of all, I've come out and said to people, not, hey, are you a Republican? I want to talk to you. I've said, are you a Wisconsinite? You an American? I want to talk to you. I think that now, if you kind of look at the rhetoric, I don't really see that effort of her to try to reach across to the other side. And I think that's definitely an important part where I could be somebody that would be closer to someone with an attitude that wants to represent everyone.
Okay.
Griffin,
I'm sorry, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for being with us today. Griffin Jones is a primary candidate for the Republican nomination in the race for United States Senator. He is currently a Treasury analyst for the CUNA Mutual Group. He faces Charles Barman, George Lucia, Kevin Nicholson, and Leah Vukmir on August 14th. The winner of the race goes head-to-head with Tammy Baldwin. John Munson, Morning Show, Ideas Network.